Now, noises beyond the range of normal hearing could be making you feel ill, according to research from the University of Southampton. They've looked at ultrasound, the very, very high-pitched noise generated by things like public address systems, automatic doors and spotlights. Here's a short, slightly lower-pitched version. Well, Professor Tim Layton is from Southampton University's Institute of Sound and Vibration Research.
Okay, if I was to whistle and be able magically to keep going higher and higher in tone, I'd still be whistling, but you couldn't hear it because it was ultrasonic, above the frequency level that you can hear. And about a year ago, a number of people separately came to see me and they said they were suffering headaches, dizziness, nausea, fatigue, migraine. And they believe them to be caused by pest scarers giving ultrasound in air and the like. And we went out to a number of public places where people had complained and we started saying, well, is there any ultrasound? Railway stations, museums, swimming pools. And there we measured really quite intense levels.
So when you say that somebody was bothered by it, what did they hear a high-pitched noise? What kind of effect does it have on them?
Some of them said they heard a high-pitched noise that made them feel uneasy. Some didn't hear the high-pitched noise, but they felt a pressure in the ears or dizziness or nausea or fatigue. But again, I have to say at this point, we're not talking about a scientific experiment here. This was just observing people who knew I was looking out for problems in people. So, you know, they could have been just responding to my, you know, what I was looking for. But in fact, these same symptoms had actually been noticed back in the 60s and 70s and almost ignored, because in the 60s and 70s, they started doing a lot of work on ultrasound, but it was in the workplace. So people would have, the scenario in question be a man working with an ultrasonic cleaning bath or some drill generating ultrasound, and they wanted to know how whether this would cause a temporary or even permanent hearing damage to this man. And of course, from that they produced occupational guidelines, and these have been repeated over the years. So that all we've ever had are these occupational guidelines. But what we're doing now is something very, very different. We're exposing the public. If you imagine an occupational situation, the person works with the ultrasonic device for a few hours and then goes away and rests, goes home and is in the quiet. If they're bothered, they can wear earphones or they can switch to another job, and they're monitored and they have hearing tests and they're covered by legislation. If you're exposing the public, you're exposing a whole range of people of unknown sensitivities for an unknown amount of time. They usually don't even know they're being exposed. It's inconceivable that they would wear hearing protection when they're going about their daily business. And you can't just talk about the average person, as guidelines tend to do, because the railway station where we found intense tones has a footfall of 30 million people a year. So if 1 in 20 of those are adversely affected, just pulling a number out of the air, then we're talking about a huge number of people. And of course, some of those people are very young, some are very old. Some might be a baby in arms carried by a grandmother, and the grandmother's unaware of any problem. But if the baby is affected, then the grandmother's not going to be aware of why the child is affected. In these railway stations, the source of the ultrasound was very interesting. It was the public address system. These are the loudspeakers at the wall that would be saying the next train leaving from platform, something like that, or in a library. And under European legislation, the people who run these buildings have to know at all times that these public address systems are working in case they have to use them for evacuation, say fire or bomb alert. And they can't always be saying testing 1, 2, 3, because that would ruin the whole experience in a library. So they send out these ultrasonic tones in the belief that no one can hear them. And they're really quite intense. And if they can hear these ultrasonic, and by detecting these ultrasonic tones, the operators think that the public address system works, but they in the mistaken belief that no one is affected. And in fact, what the evidence was looking at to me, that today's symptoms, comparing with what had happened in the 60s and 70s, I started to think, yes, there might be really something in this.
That's Professor Tim Layton there from Southampton University.